you're not time barred by the terms of the commission. So you can be brought back up whenever it's good and ready to do so.
And they would just bring copies of where they had done their 5 postings and they notify the utility company.
Yeah, we already have proof of the postings.
We do. I just couldn't find it in here. Probably overlooked it.
We do have it.
Okay.
Normally to notify you, that takes a few weeks. It'd be White River out there, and then your different cable companies, telephone. So how much time do you guys need?
When would be the next available meeting?
The 11th, that's a little ambitious.
When they get it, could they just not call and request to be on the agenda for it at that time?
Typically,
they could, but they probably need to give notice to the utility providers. I mean, you all need to hold this over in the event that the utility providers have some input. So we probably ought to pick a date certain today, just for efficiency's sake.
What would be the next? I'm sorry?
2 weeks.
2 weeks would be fine.
Is the 18th? Is that 19th. Martin Luther King Day? Should be the 19th?
19th.
Move to table the vacation of Lost Ridge Subdivision to a definite day of January 19th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was January when?
19th. Bid recommendations for the 2020 to 2021 Toyota RAV4 hybrid all-wheel drive SUVs.
To RFB 202011-461 for 2020-2021 Toyota RAV4 Hybrid LE all-wheel drive SUVs 2 or more. We received 3 responses. One of those responses has been disqualified for not following the appropriate bid requirements, which was Toyota of West Plains. We also received a bid from Fletcher Auto Group, coming in at $27,693 each, as well as Joe Mockins Toyota, coming in at $30,275 each.
When a company is disqualified for not following the procedure, I'm assuming they're notified as to what they failed to do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When did we meet last week? Was it Wednesday? Thursday? Wednesday.
I believe it was Wednesday.
After we met Wednesday, I voiced some concerns about, do you guys remember that? As far as the being too specific on the brand, I did reach out to Mr. Elliott, and did you write anything, or do you mind giving a verbal? I want me to throw you on the spot. I know attorneys love that. Do you mind giving a verbal opinion on being too specific whenever it comes to bid, letting a bid?
Sure. In general, my recommendation is to not be super specific. Bid requests, typically it is preferable for there to be a generic request for a specific type. Big size SUV, four-wheel drive, as opposed to a, you know, very super specific one, I mean, just for competitive purposes. Unless there is, you know, either a specific need or sometimes there are very specific manufacturers of parts and pieces and widgets and lots of that you have to do that, but that's a sole source. So that would be my general expectation about bid requests in general.
How was the yes, ma'am?
We did follow exactly what the sheriff did. When I was doing the bid, I was told to work with Nikki, and she gave me the example with the sheriff, and he was very specific, and so I was told that I should follow that example, and I did. And so we had several Toyota groups in the state, and they did get a chance to bid. I believe there was seven in all.
Six or seven we sent it to,
right.
Yes.
So when the sheriff goes out for a bid, he asks very specific.
He is very specific.
Dodge or Ford.
Correct.
Or Jeep or...
Down to the model number.
When Road and Bridge looks, they start with if they want 3/4 ton and how long they start with the basic.
Road and Bridge will generally look at our state contracts.
And then they go to the site and go from there, whether it's a Chevy, a Ford, or a Dodge, or whatever.
We did that first. We did go to the state contract sites, but they didn't have what we needed.
They had a Jeep, but not...
They had a Jeep, but then when we got down to the point where we were going to go ahead and try to get that bid, it turns out they stopped making that.
That model?
Yeah, we needed the... There's an electrical package that goes with this to go with our computers, and that's what we had to meet.
And then, to be fair with the sheriff's department, and I don't know, the sheriff's not here, do they do it because they can transfer a lot of the same, and maybe it doesn't make it right, I don't know. If they transfer like the cages and the a lot of the internal stuff that transfers to the next vehicle, is that a reason as to why?
I don't know that 100%, but I'm sure that plays a part in it.
And then also with the sheriff's department, is there not, there's only so many cars that actually meet the requirements of, it could be that the reason they're so specific is you can't go out for a bid on a four-door sedan. It has to be something with the Interceptor.
I mean, that's possible without having the sheriff here or any discussions
right.
with him. I mean, I'm kind of guessing.
What do you guys think?
Have you spoken with any other counties that use a electric hybrid in the type of terrain that Cheney County has, the hills and stuff, to know that they would... handle well.
The hybrid just makes it more fuel efficient. I mean, all of the SUVs, these get double the mileage.
If the conditions are right.
Right. But typically, I mean, I've driven a hybrid for decades. I'm on my third Prius. We can't take one of those because they're too close to the ground. But you know, this will meet the needs and be fuel efficient.
And you feel that they'll handle the terrain?
Yeah.
With the four-wheel drive?
Right. And they also have good mechanical reviews, so. We're going to an SUV because it's shorter wheelbase. We are currently using full-size trucks, and in our touring we have to go into, when you get to the end of a road, sometimes there's no place to turn around. So they have a heck of a time getting around where we need to be.
Warranties on the batteries?
On these batteries? I think it's 7 years, but I'll check that for you. I know on mine they gave me a free one.
I think it's so many miles. I think they...
Nikki, is it in the bid specs?
Well, they do like, you know, 7 years or 300,000 miles or whatever. We can get that for you. I'll just look at it right now. Toyota hybrid vehicles, beginning with the model year 2020, the hybrid battery is covered for 10 years from the original date of the first use, or 150,000 miles, whichever comes first.